Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. This is Truth in God's Word Radio, coming to you from North Central West Virginia. Stay tuned while we expound on God's Word. Jesus said, "Continue in my Word, then you will be my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, here's your host, Pastor Jim Newsom.
Yes, good morning. This is Pastor Jim Newsom, and this is Truth in God's Word, and it's 9 a.m. on the East Coast of the United States. I want to go today to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, the great hall of faith. I believe today that the attack upon the Christian, the child of God today, is on his faith or her faith. The Bible says in Hebrews 11, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, for the evidence of things not seen." Faith is an insurance. Faith is our confirmation. Faith is that which we have as a grain of mustard seed, that which we will need to have within our lives and operating our lives in the days to come. The Bible declares there's perilous times coming upon the face of the earth. Jesus said, "When I come back, will I find any faith in the earth?" So the warfare that we fight is our belief system. That's why we need to have our faith rooted and grounded only in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We cannot be moved, the Word of God declares, by every wind of doctrine. But we must sustain our faith and keep our faith alive through the Spirit and through the power of God. We believe no matter what we see. When things and circumstances around and about us seem to be falling on top of our heads, so to speak, we still believe God. And this is what this faith chapter is about in Hebrews chapter 11. Of course, faith is a substance. It's a substance. Romans 8:24 says, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is not seen, hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why doth yet he hope for?" It's calling those things that are not as though they were. It's believing God regardless if all things come against us and all odds seemingly are against us. The Bible declares that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We stand on that. The Bible declares that Jesus Christ built a church upon a solid bedrock, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that which he has established and that which he has bought. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." That's getting our eyes on the author and the finisher of our faith. The author, the authority, the finisher, the one that has implemented the new covenant, the new beginnings for our lives. By faith, we receive the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And by faith only can we receive him. We are born again by faith. We are healed by faith. We live and we walk and we talk in our faith. This is our faith. Glory to God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God declares in 1 John 5:4, "For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Pray that God strengthens our faith. The Bible declares that all of us are given a measure of faith. But the Word of God also declares there is a gift of faith, that we believe God, that we set our face like flint and stand on the Word of God. And in spite of all opposition, in spite of all that comes against us, we stand on the Word of God. Glory to God. We stand on His Word today. Faith is the assurance. It's a confirmation. The Amplified Bible calls it the title deed. It's things we hope for. Glory to God. We don't see these things, but we are convinced that they shall come to pass because God said it. And if God said it, then it's done. It really doesn't matter whether we believe it or not. But it sure helps us if we believe the report of the Lord. Whose report will you believe? I will believe the report of the Lord. When he says in his word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, then that's what he means. No weapon by no means set against us shall prosper. That we are sealed unto the day of our redemption. Paul said, I'm persuaded that nothing shall separate me from the love of God. There's no power, no principality, nothing set against me. I am persuaded, I am rooted, I am grounded, Paul said. I know that I'm sealed until the day of my redemption. I know that I'm sealed until there be a restitution of all things. Glory to God. Faith. Faith in God can move the mighty mountains. Faith in God can make the desert like a fountain. This is our warfare. This is our fight to believe God. To shut out every voice, to shut out everything that would want to elevate itself above the things of God. Faith is substance. We don't hold it in our hands, but yet we believe it. It might not be tangible, but yet we believe it shall come to pass because God said it would. And I'm going to say that scripture again. No weapon formed against us shall prosper by no means. The Bible declares this is the inheritance of the children of God. And he gives us not a spirit of confusion, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Think about this today. We have substance. We are rooted and grounded on that bedrock, and that bedrock is the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So ask him today to increase your faith. Lord, I believe, but Lord, help me my unbelief. Don't feel bad that the enemy tries to put unbelief in your soul, because that's what he does. But believe against all odds that which he has spoken, he is able to bring to pass. Hebrews 11:2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. The saints of God obtained a good report. A good report. They believed against all odds. We're going to go through this chapter in our broadcast. They believed. They believe that God is still in control. We're going to find out in this chapter that many didn't even receive the promise, but believed against all odds that he shall bring it to pass. Abraham, the word of God says that he went about seeking a city whose foundation, whose builder and maker was God. We commit ourselves unto him in faith. We trust him. In these days in which we live, the Bible declares these perilous times in which we live, where men are looking for answers but seemingly cannot find any. But we believe God. We believe God. We believe there's coming a redemption. We believe that he will take his church out of this world. We believe in the resurrection power. We believe in this man, Christ Jesus. We believe he sits at the right hand of the Father and makes intercession for us today. We believe this, that in God's kingdom that all is well. We believe we're not citizens of this world, but we believe that we are set aside, not to be arrogant, glory to God, but that's not what it's about, but we are separated. We believe he told us to go you to all the world and preach the gospel to every nation, to every land. This is what we need to do. That we no longer walk in who we are or what we are or our strength, because we have none. I can't even walk without him holding my hand. If you don't know the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, then call on him today. If your faith is getting weak, Ask Him to strengthen your faith. Pick up the Word of God and proclaim the Word of God, what it says. I'm going to use that scripture one more time, that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts asunder and divides every spirit. He sent His Word and He healed us. Faith in God. We overcome, Word of God declares, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. We testify what the Word of God says. We testify. We proclaim the Word of God over our lives because it's a living Word. It's quick and powerful and sharper than a two-edged sword. It cuts asunder and it divides. 1 John 5:4. Let me read that again to you. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. Jesus said, in this world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Call on Him today. Call on Him for your salvation. Call on Him for your healing. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and shall be set free. This is Pastor Jim Newsom. This is Truth in God's Word Radio. Our email is truthintheword777@gmail.com. That's truthintheword777@gmail.com. Stay tuned tomorrow when we will continue in Hebrews chapter 11, building our faith.